Sixth paper. Debate, 27 May, 1893. Proceedings. The meeting was again held today. Dr. Henry Martin Clark suggested that Dr. Inayatullah Nasir should be appointed as a replacement for Reverend G.L. Thakur Das, since he had gone to Gujranwala on an important assignment. The suggestion was accepted. Next, a motion by Dr. Inayatullah with the support of Mir Hamid Shah was approved unanimously that although it was in the original conditions of the debate, that every speech must carry signatures of the speakers and the presiding officers. The signatures of the presiding officers should be deemed sufficient. Concerning the debate, it was decided that Munshi Ghulam Qadir Fasih and Mirza Khuda Bakhsh from the Muslims and Babu Fakhruddin and Sheikh Warisdin from the Christians should decide among themselves and report what appropriate price for the debate can be fixed. Afterward, it will be decided by the Christian side how many copies they will be able to buy. And the debate that the Christians will buy should be printed in such a manner that the proceedings and the speeches should be reported verbatim, and no party would be permitted to make any alterations. At 6:30, Mr. Abdullah Atham started to dictate his reply and completed it at 7:30, and it was read out loud. Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Sahib started to dictate his reply at 8:05 and finished at 9:05. Afterward, there was a dispute on a certain matter, which was resolved, and the two presiding officers signed it. That is attached to these proceedings. That is all. Signature, English, Henry Martin Clark, President representing Christians. Signature, English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President representing Muslims. Because Mr. Abdullah Atham was not well, he presented an already written statement for the last answer and suggested that someone should read it on his behalf. The Muslim presiding officer objected that it was contrary to the rules to read a previously written statement. This dispute continued for some time. In the end, it was decided that Monday should be added as an extra day in this debate, and similarly an extra day shall be added to the latter part of the debate. Furthermore, it was also decided with the consent of Mirza Sahib that if Mr. Abdullah Atham is, God forbid, still indisposed on Monday, then Dr. Henry Martin Clark shall have the authority to appoint someone else in his place. It was also decided that on the 29th, Mr. Abdullah Atham will give the last reply, and in the second part, Mirza Sahib will give the last reply, and there will be no limit on the time, and the proceedings will end by 11 o'clock. In other words, the last period shall belong to the respondent that he should reply. If after that any time is left, the questioner will not be given that time and the meeting will be terminated, because the first disputed issue still needed to be decided. It was decided that in the future, no one would be allowed to have copied a previously written paper word for word. This decision was arrived at by mutual consent of both parties, and there is no objection by either party. 27 May, 1893. Signature, English, Henry Martin Clark, President, representing Christians. Signature, English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President, representing Muslims.